Hey, I'm Hyla.
I'm Jesse.
And we're your Backseat Shrinks.
And this is going to be a mini-sode. The Shrunken Head series is back temporarily back.
For the holidays.
A little bit.
Because we have a lot of stuff to do. A lot of presents to buy. A lot of Bailey's Irish cream to drink.
Like a backlog of crying that I have to get to.
Definitely. Definitely. A lot of Christmas cards to
not send.
Look at and never send.
A lot of sending people my wish list.
And a little bit of travel.
And going to New York.
Jesse's a bit of a globetrotter these days.
Yep, that's the globe.
I mean, the globe is basically
to New York.
Texas, New York, and back and forth.
It's, yeah.
Flat earthers are right.
Yep. Are you traveling for the holidays?
We are just driving to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Oklahoma?
I like visiting Oklahoma.
Okay. Tiger King.
I wouldn't really choose to live there, I don't think.
Yeah, from watching Tiger King, and I know I've never been to Oklahoma. I've actually heard it's lovely, and everybody I've ever met from there is like salt of the earth.
Chris is
from there.
He's salt of the earth.
Everybody I've met has been so sweet.
I really probably wouldn't choose to live in Texas either. You know,
you just look at the draw.
Here. I'm like, this is where I grew up. It's fine.
Yeah. You're used to the insanity.
Yeah. But yeah, Oklahoma, it's pretty. Like, Oklahoma City actually is kind of cool now. They, like, did a lot of fancifying the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Fancifying, gentrifying.
Fancifying
not
is
really
a
sure.
really good word. From watching Tiger King, I was like, whoa, Oklahoma is lawless.
I don't know if it's any more lawless than Texas, though.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like they're pretty similar.
I think there's... My friend Casey Borger posted something on Instagram that was so funny. She said, I told a guy that my name was Casey Borger, and he said, oh, are you from Borger, Texas? I said, no. And I said, what's it like there? And he said, lawless. There are so many little towns like that in Texas. I went to rehab with this girl who was from... I can't even remember the town she was from in Texas, but based on her, it sounds crazy. She was a little bit crazy. I loved her. She was amazing, but she was a meth addict, and she said that the town that she was from was like all the cops are corrupt and in the meth trade, and it was pretty lawless from what it sounded like. And she told me, if you ever go there, be careful with where you get your junk, because there's some witches out in the wood that make the meth, and that turns you up not good.
Turns you up not good.
Not good, Jesse. Not good. I do not want to see you on that shit.
A good turned up. Now that's one thing.
That's one thing.
But a not good turned up, you don't want to see that in the mirror the next day.
Witches,
I heard that part.
she said that witches made some of the meth, and if you got that batch, it wasn't gonna be a good night for you.
I mean, I imagine there's some truth to that. There probably are people who live in the woods there that make meth.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're witches or not, only time will tell.
It just speaks to the fact that that even came out of her mouth or her brain. Like, I can picture her town fully just from that statement alone.
I want to go there.
I want to go
there. I wish you could remember. Dang.
We could just go there and just kind of walk around.
Look for some witches. Sniff them out.
Sniff out the witches.
I think I'm ready to get turned up in a bad way.
We got a really good listener question. Should we read the cue?
Let's do the cue of the deed.
All right. My 15-year-old daughter recently told my wife and I that she's bisexual. This wasn't an upsetting revelation, and we fully support her. She recently got a girlfriend who we really like, and they seem to have a great relationship. They spend a lot of time together, which, again, is fine because she's a great kid and we like having her around. A week or so ago, my daughter and her girlfriend were hanging out late watching movies, and my daughter told me that her girlfriend was sleeping over. I told her that was inappropriate and they were way too young for romantic sleepovers. She said her girlfriend would sleep in the guest bedroom, and I reiterated that I wasn't okay with this and I would be happy to give her a ride home. My daughter got really pissed and said that it wasn't a big deal because it wasn't like she was asking to have a boy sleep over. Gender, however, is not the point. They're in a romantic relationship, and I don't think they're mature enough to handle this level of intimacy. My wife took my side, but privately she told me I was being a hard ass. Am I?
I mean, if this was my kid, Yeah, I wouldn't let their boyfriend or their girlfriend sleep over. Mm-mm. But the guest bedroom, I think, actually makes it totally fine.
But if you're a teenager, you know you're sneaking out of that bedroom. You know you are.
Well, I mean, he said they're good kids. Maybe they really just, I mean, I don't know.
Good kids can sneak out. Good kids want sex, too.
I did that, too. I don't know why.
I mean, they're probably.
You want to sleep over if you were going to sleep in different beds. Like, what's even the point?
I guess it was late.
I guess I'm now coming around to your side and I'm like, obviously they were planning on sneaking out of the bedroom and getting into the same bed.
The thing is like, okay, they're probably having sex already.
Sure.
I had a boyfriend that my parents let sleep over when they went out of town.
What?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was probably in my senior year. I think I was 18.
Okay.
And
how old is he?
We met in high school. He was a senior when I was a freshman.
Okay. So he was like 22 or something.
Yeah. But they hated him.
And they still let him sleep over?
Yeah. They
Was it like, we know Jesse's going to do it anyway?
Well, I think they knew I was going to do it anyway. But also, I think they were like, we would actually kind of prefer our daughter not be alone in a house in the country.
Okay. I can see that. Even if it means she's getting banged.
They still left a loaded shotgun in my closet.
Maybe it was for him.
I always had a loaded shotgun in my closet growing up in case the house.
You had to use it?
Yeah, in case I had to use it. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I have another friend whose dad would like, they lived on a ranch and we were like 9 or 10 years old. And whenever he would leave, he would be like, all right, there's the shotgun. You know how to use it. Mm-hmm. If anybody gets up on the porch, she was like well-versed. But like, you're going to seriously tell a kid to like murder someone?
I was well-versed. I mean, that's what I did every weekend.
Hide in the attic or something.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had a small house and I think he just felt better knowing I could defend myself if I needed to. I obviously, if somebody came to the porch, I wouldn't point a shotgun at them. But if somebody was violently breaking into the house and I was alone, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I think the thing that my friend's dad was thinking is that they lived so far out. Mm-hmm. They had this huge ranch. Like, if anybody's up on the porch, they're not there by accident. They're not there to sell you a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. There had been robberies and stuff in the neighborhood.
So your parents allowed your boyfriend to sleep in their house and have sex with you while they were out of town, but you wouldn't let your 15-year-old daughter's girlfriend sleep over. Hypocrite much, Jesse?
I understand that he's saying, like,
I agree that
you're not mature. I mean, they're only 15 years old.
I totally agree that that is too young to be having sex, even though I did it. But that's how I know.
They only let my boyfriend sleep over because they were going out of town.
Right. And you were 18 anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know from firsthand experience that 15 is too young to be having sex. It would have been different for me if my boyfriend had been 15. But is he being a hard ass? I mean, the lesson is this 15-year-old should never have told her parents that she has a girlfriend.
Don't ever open up or trust your parents with any information. Keep it all bottled inside. We get it. You think the teen should have
lied.
I don't know that he's being a hard ass. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like he's saying you cannot have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Totally.
And it doesn't sound like they've been dating that long. Now, if I had a daughter and she'd been dating her girlfriend for a year or longer, I would probably feel differently about it. I'd be like, man, they're in a really like committed relationship.
Even if they met when they were like 13 and now they're only 15.
I do feel like that's too early for sexual intimacy.
Yeah. How do you define, like, not obviously making out's fine.
Making out's great.
Feeling boobs is cool.
Feeling boobs, awesome.
So what, below the belt, is that sexual intimacy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fangering.
Fangering is a totally different vampire form of fingering. And it does involve fangs. So I'll let you fill in the blank.
Ahem.
I guess I could go either way on this one. I wouldn't judge him if he said I was totally cool with it.
Right. I wouldn't be totally cool with it, but I wouldn't be totally cool even if it was a boy. Like, just if you are sexually attracted to someone and you're a teenager, then you shouldn't sleep in the same bed together.
Right. But this technically isn't the same bed, but it's the same house. I know how I was as a teen, and like, I just snuck out of the house all the time.
To go get fangered. I'm glad that his wife backed him up, just, you know, because, and maybe this is something they can revisit later. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, if they're still dating in a year, then sure, I would think about it again.
That's what I would say to my daughter. I'd say, you know what? Let's revisit this. I would just use that again and again and again.
I don't think I overreacted, but you know what? If y'all are still dating in a year, we can
revisit it.
Because mm-hmm. 16, I mean, I know it's, you know, it's like all these lines that we draw that are just kind of arbitrary, I guess. But there's a big difference between 15 and 16 and 16 and 17. I think so.
I think there's like really not.
I feel like at 15, at least for me, I was old enough to know how to act older than I was.
Yeah.
Like I could fake it mm-hmm. and like come off really cool and mature, but I absolutely wasn't.
Yeah. And 15, then, it's still new. You can see adulthood on the horizon, but you're maybe a little confident in it and you're mimicking it. And then I guess 16 and 17, you get more confident in your mimicries. That's what I would say.
I mean, true, true. But by then you've also like probably had a breakup or probably, you know, had some stuff.
Somebody Snapchatted you and you got real upset.
You sent somebody some nudes and then they tried to blackmail you.
I do not understand what Snapchat is. But I know people use it.
To send nudes.
To send nudes, I think. So just use the manipulative tactic of saying, we'll revisit this. Because then maybe she'll feel heard.
Right. Right. You're not saying never. And it's not about who she wants to sleep over. It's that she's fucking 15 years old.
Although probably part of someone not wanting a boyfriend to sleep over, and maybe the reason why she said, why are you like this? Like, it's not like I'm asking a boyfriend to sleep over, is because that kind of sex can lead to a baby.
Oh, that is true.
And you don't run that risk in a lesbian relationship.
Right. I also feel like there's something, not that, you know, lesbian sex doesn't have penetration, but I feel like there's, I don't know, there's something gross about getting a dick in you. I mean, when I think about it too much, I'm like, ugh.
My friend's 8-year-old daughter told me, she was like, she got this look on her face, this very somber, serious look. And she was like, my mom told me how babies are made.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, what do you think? And she was like, her mouth is moving, but no words are coming out. And she just closed her eyes like, I can't even. She was like, it's so gross. It's disgusting. I cannot believe it.
Did she know the real thing?
Yeah.
So the P and the V was very disgusting to her.
I didn't ask her to re-describe it to me, but I could tell from her face that what she had heard disturbed her.
It just feels so intrusive. Like, your body is yours. Like, don't let people stick stuff in it all the time unless you actually really want them to. This is a life lesson in general.
Yeah. And if somebody has a cotton swab and they're coming at you saying they need a DNA sample, that's run. Sticking something in you.
You run.
You run.
You run.
They're like, it's for COVID tests. You're like, no. I know about sex, ma'am.
You're going to try to impregnate me with that cotton swab.
Ooh, new fake news we can put out.
Oh, my God. Yes. Let's make a headline.
Let's be the origin. Ground zero of that new
of that meme. Lie. If only either one of us were still on Facebook, we could really get it to spread like wildfire.
I'm on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. Do you know what I mean?
Wink, wink. So that's why you're not promoting our podcast on Facebook.
Okay. Please don't make me get on Facebook.
I don't want to get on Facebook either. Anyway, but yeah, that's a good point about the pregnancy. I hadn't even thought about that.
Why didn't I think about that? It just occurred to me too. So, I mean, it's a romantic, intimate relationship. And I feel like when you're that age, if parameters and a few boundaries can be put on the intimacy level,
mm-hmm.
that's probably good.
It makes it more exciting. Just
but at the same
that.
Time, I also wouldn't care if she did sleep over in the other room.
Right. So 1 point for the dad, 1 point for the mom. Question solved. It's yeah. a tie.
It's a tie.
All right. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, send them to backseatshrinks@gmail.com and make sure you tell your friends to also do that.
Yeah. Go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rave review.
Rave review.
Rave.
That's
go wild.
That's what we want for Christmas. All right.
Latrix.